From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today in Jerusalem, the German-born Pope, Benedict XVI, paid homage to the 6 million Jews slaughtered by the Nazis.
As we stand here in silence, their cry still echoes in our hearts.
The Pope visited Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial as part of his Holy Land pilgrimage. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Jerusalem, the Pope is hoping his trip will help mend fences between Catholics and Jews.
As the voice of the cantor echoed through the memorial's Hall of Remembrance, Benedict stood in silent meditation. The Pope was then introduced to 6 Holocaust survivors. He shook their hands and exchanged a few words with each. When he took the podium, Benedict said the victims of the Holocaust lost their lives, but not their names.
They are indelibly etched in the hearts of their loved ones, the surviving fellow prisoners, and all souls determined never to allow such an atrocity to disgrace mankind again.
Relations between the Vatican and Jews have been strained by the Pope's decision earlier this year to rehabilitate a bishop who denies the Holocaust. And there's a continuing dispute over the role of the Catholic Church during World War II. Today, Benedict's speech was aimed at dispelling residual Jewish skepticism about his stand on Holocaust denial and anti-Semitism.
May the names of these victims never perish. May their suffering never be denied, belittled, or forgotten. And may all people of goodwill remain vigilant in rooting out from the heart of men anything that could lead to tragedies such as this.
The visit to Yad Vashem was perhaps the most delicate part of the Israeli leg of the papal pilgrimage. Israelis have an indelible memory of Benedict's predecessor, John Paul II, when he came 9 years ago and prayed at the Western Wall, leaving a message atoning for Christian anti-Semitism. But on the streets of Jerusalem, sentiments were mixed. 50-year-old Kuna said this is a very controversial visit.
In his past, there are not so many good things that he have done to the Jews. Although he has apologized or on behalf of the church, I hope it will give us a peace, but I'm not sure he will do it. He will do something.
But 43-year-old architect Lotan Rothman is pleased with the papal visit.
I think it's going to contribute to the relationship between Israel and the whole world, especially the European community. His visit today is a move that contributes to the knowledge of the Holocaust and the fight against those who discriminate the Holocaust and the publish.
But some Jewish leaders were disappointed with the speech at Yad Vashem. The chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, Holocaust survivor Israel Lau, who was present at the Holocaust memorial, said there was not one word of regret, compassion, and expression of pain of the terrible tragedy of 6 million victims. And the website of the daily Yedioth Ahronot had the headline, "Where was your expression of sorrow?" Relations with Jews and a revisitation of the past were not the only themes of this first day of the Pope's visit. On his arrival at Tel Aviv Airport, the Pope directly tackled the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, reiterating the Vatican's position in favor of a two-state solution. Benedict urged the two sides to explore every possible avenue to resolve their differences. So, he said, both peoples may live in peace in a homeland of their own within secure and internationally recognized borders. But the first day was marred at the end. At an interreligious event, Sheikh Taizir Tamimi, an Islamic judge in the Palestinian territories, unexpectedly took the podium and unleashed a furious tirade against Israel. The Pope, who was not provided with a translation, appeared ill at ease, and the meeting was cut short before gifts could be exchanged. The incident is a tangible sign of the delicate balancing act the Pope is facing in a region of conflict and mistrust. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Jerusalem.